This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Beware of the trap of politeness. Have you ever noticed that as tyrants are trying to take away your rights and steal your country and overrun and occupy your land and infect your children with toxic chemicals and viral strains and vaccines, and basically enslave you, oppress you, silence your speech, and rule over you, that you are supposed to be polite, you see. You're supposed to be polite because the tyrants frame everything in peace and love. Oh, yes, when the radical Muslim extremists are overrunning your country, they're doing it in the name of love and tolerance and inclusiveness, acceptance. And if you don't love being overrun and having your culture torn apart and being run over by vans and knifed to death and shot up in Orlando or wherever the shootings happen that are carried out by Muslims, then if you don't love that, then, oh, you must be a hater. You must be engaged in hate speech. But that's just one example. If you don't love your children being vaccinated with toxic chemicals, then, well, you're a danger to society, they say, because you're asking questions about vaccines. That makes you a danger. The World Health Organization announced a couple months ago, one of the top health threats of the year is anti-vaxxers. It's incredible. And who's an anti-vaxxer? Well, anyone who asks a question about a vaccine. You're not supposed to ask any questions. You're supposed to be polite. Just politely surrender your children. Here, Mr. Doctor or Mrs. Pharmacist, just inject my children with unknown substances. Because asking to know what's in them, that would be impolite, you see. Yeah, same thing with, you know, the money supply. The same thing with censorship. You're not going to believe this. Facebook just censored us for a week because we posted an educational graphic about fluoride. About fluoride. They said, well, you can't post graphics about fluoride. Why not? Well, because you can't ask questions about fluoride, just like you can't ask questions about vaccines or GMOs or pesticides or transgenderism or any of these topics. You're not allowed anymore. Seriously, we just got banned for a week. I haven't even done an article on that yet, but I'm gonna put up an article and show you exactly what we posted that got us banned. You'll be amazed. It's astonishing. Well, this is where we are. But you're supposed to be polite. You see, this is the trap. They say that, oh, society is supposed to be a system of laws and rules and everybody gets along and everybody's polite and we have fair and free elections and then we just honor the outcome of the elections. And that's how we all get along and we have a transfer of power. Meanwhile, the Democrats are committing massive fraud, trying to overthrow the election, spying on Trump campaign officials illegally under the Obama administration, allowing illegal aliens to vote in elections. They are stealing your democracy. They are cheating, lying, deceiving, but they claim that you have to be polite. The same thing goes with abortion. See, so they want to murder babies not just in the third trimester, but even in the fourth trimester, so to speak. In other words, after they're born. They want to murder those babies, but they want to do it in the name of love and women's health. And I mean, Planned Parenthood will actually tweet out things that say, like, every child has, you know, every person, every human has the right to live. You know, like, they'll tweet that out, having no clue that they're such hypocrites because they murder babies. Even after they're born in some cases, in places like New York now, where it's legal to do that. But you're supposed to be polite. You're supposed to politely sit back and say, oh, it's okay to murder babies. It's just murder babies. It's not murder. It's just women's reproductive health. You're supposed to be okay with it. You're supposed to clap and applaud. Just flap your little hands like a sea otter and just be polite while they're murdering babies. Because if you speak up and you say, wait a second, that's wrong. You people are murderers. You're killing living beings. And they say, oh, that's hate speech. That's hate speech. You are banned. You are censored. So you see how the game works? They pretend to be polite. They, the lunatic Democrats, they pretend to be loving and inclusive. While you, if you want to defend your culture and defend sanity and defend the lives of children, even the ones that are already born. If you believe in anything that makes sense, you're called a hater. Oh, and plus, if you happen to be white, then you're called a worthless hater. And if you happen to be a male, then you're called a horrible person. And if you're white and a male, oh my God, that's a double deadly combo. They hate you even more. Even the white male liberals hate white males. It's just incredible. So politeness is the trap. Politeness will get you killed in all of this. If the real patriots of America and the real conservatives and the real Christians just continue to be polite, you're going to have everything stolen from you. Your country will be overrun. Your culture will be decimated. Your children will be murdered. They'll be contaminated with vaccines. Your laws will be overrun because the left doesn't abide by any laws that they don't like. They have sanctuary cities. Well, what is that? It's a lawless area that they say we don't have to follow federal laws here because we choose not to. But then those same people turn around and say, well, gun sanctuary counties, you're not allowed to be a gun sanctuary. You have to follow state law, like in Colorado or Oregon or Washington. You have to follow state law. You can't have a gun sanctuary, but we can have illegal immigrant sanctuaries because the left is lawless, you see. But it's all disguised as politeness. We have to be polite. We have to be loving and accepting and welcoming to all the illegals that are coming in. Please come in. Let us help you. Let us give you food and housing and free education and free health care. And again, if you stand up and say, wait a second, how? That's not right. How? Why are they outvoting American citizens? They don't even have a right to be here. They're illegals. They need to stand in line, apply for citizenship like everybody else. Then you're called a hater. You're called a bigot. You're called intolerant. You're not polite. So you see how politeness is a trap, and they can use politeness to conquer the world with communism. Communism can be pushed in the name of politeness and in the name of inclusiveness and tolerance. All this positive sounding language that actually hides the real agenda, which is to stab you in the back, to murder your children, to kill your nation, to enslave you, to deprive you of the liberty and freedom that you were born with, to harm you, to oppress you, to silence and censor you. All in the name of politeness. We are so polite. Love wins. Except when they're shooting you in the back of the head after they line you up over a mass grave ditch, as happens in every communist takeover, by the way, or fascist regime that the left loves as well. Eventually, it all comes down to genocide. And of course, they're going to kill you politely. Oh, here, we're going to line you up so that we only have to use one bullet to kill three people. That's the polite way to kill most of you conservatives. We call it polite genocide. They have a polite way to kill you. Oh, the gas chamber, Zyklon B. You won't even know it. You're just breathing and then you're gone. It's so polite. They would have loved Adolf Hitler. Well, they do love Hitler. They do love fascism, you know? A polite way to exterminate people. That's what the left really is looking for and advocating. That's what it always comes down to. You know, it starts with all this censorship. It starts with all this demonization. It starts with the things we're seeing now. And then eventually it goes to genocide. It goes to mass killing of people by the government. And they're going to kill you in the name of public safety. Yeah. They're going to kill you for owning a gun to protect you from violence. And of course, they're going to use violence to kill you to protect the other people from you, because you might commit violence because you own a gun for self-defense, even though you're not a violent person. But governments are extremely violent, and governments have murdered 262 million people in the last century and a half because they're so polite. So you're supposed to just be Mr. and Mrs. Nice. We're so nice. We don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to make waves. We just want to get along. So if you're that kind of person, if you just want to get along, you might as well just dig your own grave and jump in it, because they're going to come kill you at some point. If you're not willing to fight for your survival, for your culture, for your nation, for your children, for your liberties, if you're not willing to fight, if you're not willing to piss people off, if you're not willing to stand up and say no and take action to stop the tyranny and stop the socialist massacre and stop the, you know, the communist eugenics and all that, then you might as well already, you're already dead. The future belongs to those who are willing to take action. And it's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be polite. And we don't want to initiate violence. But when the left initiates violence, when they start the Civil War, it's very important, and I'll say this clearly, that all patriots respond in a way that is not polite, but is overwhelmingly effective. That's how you deal with this. So pay attention. This is happening. This is serious stuff. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, newstarget.com or naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.